This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We'd like to welcome our friends in Lansing at 7:30 a.m. The Fan, or The Game, excuse me. In Battle Creek, 9:30 The Score. Our friends at Super Talk 1570 in Flint. And WLBY in Ann Arbor. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys. We are smoking up your backyard. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Jop. You know, 7:30, that's home of Mad Dog DeMarco.
Yeah, it is, man.
And he is a good friend, and I've been on his show a couple times, and he actually took your place when we went up to Sturgeon Lake.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, he probably did a better job than I do. So,
Mad Dog's a pro, and that guy knows his sports. We got some work coming up with him in the near future, and we're going to have some fun. So shout out to all the Mad Dog fans out there.
Absolutely. Hey, on the line right now, we've got our friend Tony Lentich from Leland Off Sellers. Tony, you out there?
I am.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am great. It's kind of a cloudy day up north here, but we expect a lot of folks still up on the wine trail, so we're excited.
Hey, Tony, good to talk to you. This is Bob. I received a wonderful package when I got home from New York last night. It was waiting in my living room. There was an entire harbor of tall ships there waiting for me.
That's right. We're excited about that line of wines. We're reintroducing them this spring and summer with new labeling. We've had these wines for many years, but we've tied them all together and introduced the Tall Ship Red, which you got a sample of as well. So we have a Riesling, we have a Chardonnay, and a Tall Ship Red, and we're honoring boats of the Great Lakes, tall ships. The ones you have, you can actually see in West Bay here in Traverse City every summer. And you can even tall ship Chardonnay bottle as the Manitou on the front. And you can actually get a ride on that most nights in the summertime.
So tell us, if people want to visit you, right, where exactly are you located?
Well, the easiest for people downstate is we're in the Traverse City area. And that's sort of the population hub for us. We're actually in Leelanau County, which is north of Traverse City. And we're about 25 miles north, on right on the bay. You can find our tasting room, West Bay of Lake Michigan, in the Grand Traverse Bay area. And we have a great view of Omena Bay from our tasting room. And people really enjoy to sip wine and talk about wines all year round. It's great in the wintertime, spring and summer, and especially fall.
And your brand has gotten to be quite prolific in the state of Michigan, because I think a lot of the major grocery retailers, at least, are selling it. I'm pretty sure.
That's right. We have a couple of wines that actually do well in the Midwest. We're in several states in our footprint, and one of which is the Winter White, and the other one, which is a seasonal wine in the fall called Witch's Brew.
Oh, yes.
And people really know us from those two wines. But when you come up north, you can sample some 30 other wines that we carry, and people can find a taste that they like no matter what when they walk into our tasting room.
The particular varietals that are your flagships are what, Tony?
We're very well known for things that we produce with Chardonnay and Riesling. That's primarily a grape that grows very well in Michigan, and we produce several different kinds of Riesling, including what you have as like a Select Harvest, which is kind of a sweeter wine. We also have one even sweeter than that called a Late Harvest. And we have a semi-dry Riesling, and we have a dry Riesling for people who prefer their wines to be less sweet.
Do you do any of the ice wines?
We have in the past. We haven't produced any in the last vintage, but we do have them from time to time. It's a very touchy thing to produce because you cannot control the winter. And you basically have to harvest after it's frozen for a number of hours, and sometimes it warms right back up. That's always a good bad thing, too. But for a lot of reasons, you can't control how many cases you're going to get, what kind of, what happens to the vines the following season, because it's a real stressor for it to hold the grapes through the winter sometimes. You're also battling not the elements, but also all the wildlife running around.
Now, this Chardonnay you've got here has won quite a few awards.
Yes. We have, and that's a very popular wine because it's not oaked. It's a sort of stainless steel fermented. Some people prefer the oak kind of wine. wines, and that's why you have sort of, I gave you two bottles. We have a reserve Chardonnay and the stainless tall ship Chardonnay. But the reserve Chardonnay, people really like that as well. That's got a number of awards on its own. It's been barrel aged for up to 18 months. And then we release it, and people use it as a great companion to a lot of foods, including a lot of foods you grill, like some of the whitefish.
Excellent. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, and we're on the live line right now with Tony Lentich. Did I say that right?
Close enough.
How do you say it?
Lenti.
Lenti. Okay. And he is the general manager at Leelanau Cellars. Now, I happen to love the Leelanau area because Lake Leelanau is one of the greatest walleye lakes I've ever fished
That's
on.
Right.
And you're, man, I mean, you got walleye and white wine.
Yep.
What a great combination.
I think I know why he lives there.
Yeah.
That's right. We've got salmon almost year-round. Yeah, it's great. This is a great place for fish. And then we can get it smoked on the side of the road. You can get it prepared anyway, sold in several different stores for you to take home and make your own way. It's an awesome area to be.
Hey, Tony, one quick question, just point of clarification for the listeners. You had barrel-aged wine, and you have the stainless steel wine.
Right.
Can you just give me one or two characteristics between the two of those, why I might want one or the other, just a flavor profile? Or
absolutely. It's really the difference of whether you like something that's going to have a complex structure, like almost, you know, you can almost taste the wood. When you drink the reserve Chardonnay, it comes off a little bit more buttery sometimes. People really like that. But then the stainless fermented wines, especially Chardonnay, are very crisp. And you get the flavor profiles of the grape themselves a lot more clearly that way. And it's just a matter of preference what people like. Also, maybe what you're going to pair it with when you're going to have a meal. That might make a little bit of a difference.
Well, the oaky characteristic is traditional. I know in Napa Valley,
right.
That's a big deal. How about the French wines?
Yes, especially French wines, all the reds. A lot of the whites are all barrel-aged. The real difference also is when they become available. Anything we just harvested in 2011 that's stainless steel fermented, we can actually release almost now or this summer. Anything that's going to be in a barrel, you have to wait another year and a half. Get that.
That's excellent. Well, Tony, thanks so much. We're talking with Tony at Leelanau Cellars. You are part of the Northern Michigan Wine Tour.
That's right. We have two sort of a wine area up here that you can almost visit almost 30 different wineries in the Grand Traverse region. So you can stop in, taste their wine. They can actually tell you what to pair these wines with for food. It's a great way to learn about wines and to support the local economy.
Well, thanks so much, Tony. We got to take a break. Can't wait to meet you in the next season.
That's right.
Okay, thanks so much.
Coming up in our next season, we got Big Paulie, our Goomba from the East Coast. He's going to be on talking to us a little bit about putting steaks on his grill. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back. But I knew for sure that one guitar.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.